plate a potential nugget.
And moving themes, Pradeep, you also talk about, fascinatingly enough, the decline of the Mughal Empire and connect it to the role of the corporate office in an organization. Once again, connect the dots for us. How do you see the connect between the two and the role of the corporate office?
Right. So when you look at the life of the last great Mughal emperor, Aurangzeb, his entire life he spent in the battleground. And if you see the empire at that point of time, it's almost a little larger than what India is today. So today we should actually be feeding Aurangzeb as somebody who was probably one of the earlier kings to unite India geographically the way we know it. But you know what a controversial character he is. Within about 20 years after he died, that huge empire collapsed to what is smaller than even old Delhi is today. And all his successors after that were not able to, in fact, there were so many of them, some of them I've not even mentioned in the book, but their names, otherwise it looked just like a big laundry list of names. But one thing that comes across is Aurangzeb himself, and I think that goes back to the Mughal tradition that we talked about, never looked at succession planning. And what the consistent theme that you can see in the successors of Aurangzeb, Bahadur Shah, both of them, Akbar the Second, all of them, they were never kings who had a closer connect with the army. And they were also kings who never went and traveled to the different parts of their kingdom and develop a personal relationship with each of their revenue generators, which were really the farmers. And the place was filled by people like Shivaji and others, the Ahoms and others, who did that very well. So the big lesson for the corporate office in that way is the wealth for the organization comes from the plants and the factories. And the number of times people from the corporate office can actually go to the plants and factories, the better it is. And in the decisions that take place, there's definitely going to be a lot of conflict between what the plant wants and what the location wants and what the corporate office wants. But the more companies are able to create a system where the plants have a greater say in the local systems, it is more likely that the organization will succeed for a longer time. And you found this, Deepak. There are other examples that I've not given in the book, the Cholas, the Chalukyas, the Vijayanagar kings. In all these examples, you find the death of an empire has been because kings have consistently stopped traveling. They have stopped going to their different locations, looking at their key revenue generators who are the farmers, building personal connections with them, checking on what they need and fulfilling those needs. Instead, they've been sitting in their corporate offices, having a good life. And in that, they've become weak. They've not built a relationship, or they've not earned the respect of the army. And that's cost them their kingdom in the long run.
This piece reminds me of an insight from Captain Raghuraman, who speaks about how in the army, intent is communicated up and down the chain. And this can become really, really challenging as the radius of a business or an empire expands.
But if you see the fundamentals of leadership in combat, they have certain fundamentals for a leader. And one of the fundamentals is that leaders should be upfront. The reason why leaders should be upfront is basically because then they can spot those fleeting opportunities in the fog of war. They can actually see the chain of that information coming to him is not a distorted and a long chain. It is instantaneous on the spot. That is why you have what is called field commanders. So when you say major and above is a field commander, which means in field, he can take certain decisions, whether they are promotions, demotion, changing of command, handing over charge. You think someone is damn good in logistics, but he's slotted in the wrong place. On the spot, you can make that change and, you know, sort of give your direction. It doesn't have to go through a committee and a board and all of that stuff.
Right.
Now, that is a trait which I think we need to encourage a lot more in corporates. And some companies do it. They have, line of control or 2 days, like Tesco, for instance, sends some of its most senior management into the tellers. They stand behind the shopping, behind the, and do the teller's job.
Got it.
And they get some great insights and ideas into how to improve their performance. So the second is the entire enterprise must always physically know the leader's location. Now, that's again very important, because when we are trying to create an organization, you're essentially creating a shared reality.
Right.
And the shared reality has to pivot around either a thought or a leader. Now, if it has to pivot around that leader, then the leader's location is important, because otherwise you don't know where the center of gravity is. So the physical location of a leader at any given point of time must be known by the subordinates. Similarly, the leader must have his advisors always physically close to him. So if I have to take a decision and I need to know whether I will have the sufficient artillery support for that, or I have the sufficient logistic support for that, for me to be able to take that decision, I cannot say, okay, now this advisor will give me this advice after 2 days. Then that decision cannot be made. So these are some of the basic principles using which the forces make sure that the commanders have a very good understanding of what is happening on ground. Also, there is, for example, there are certain portfolios. For instance, in the armored corps, and especially in mechanized warfare, there are certain officers who are called recce platoon commanders. Now, recce platoon commander is somebody who is responsible for going out into the no man's land or the areas where you're going to advance and actually carry out a reconnaissance. Now, he may be a junior most officer, but when he comes back and gives his report, that report is listened to by the senior most of army commanders, because he knows that it's not about the seniority of this individual, it's about the fact that he has the feel of the ground.
The market scan.
He is the man from the streets. Now, again, sometimes I see in corporates, people are dismissive of ground reality. And they are dismissive. Why? Because they are senior.
Thank you for listening.